an angelic host. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. The book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, verse 15 through 17. Elisha, the man of God, was a wanted man by the king of Aram, because every time the king made a plan to attack Israel, God would reveal to Elisha what his plans were. After his last ambush was spoiled by Elisha tipping off the king of Israel, the king of Aram was certain that someone in his army was betraying him. One of his officers said, "I can assure you that everyone with you is loyal. If everyone is loyal, then how do you explain why our plans are always known?" the king asked. The officer replied, "Elisha, the man of God, is the reason why. He has a history of being so spiritually deep that he can hear the conversations that you have in your bedroom." The king of Aram decided that if he would be successful in destroying Israel, he would need to destroy Elisha first. And so he sent a whole army to make sure that Elisha did not escape. However, unknown to that army, Elisha was divinely protected by an angelic fortress. Dear Lord, help someone to understand that the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that reverence him, and he delivers them. Lord, there are times in life when we have made enemies for the good that we have done. Unknown to us, every day we decide to encourage someone or help someone out of a bad situation, we have made enemies. Whether we make claims to religion or not, we cannot ignore the obvious. And the obvious is that good and evil are in an ongoing fight. If every time someone is ready to give up on life, you show up, then the powers that are manipulating their life will begin to take note of you. Believe it or not, by now you are on their radar. Have you ever wondered why you care so much about what happens to others? You're not the only one. At one point in his life, Bob Marley was shot. But because he cared so much about people, 2 days later, he was on stage performing in concert. When asked why he was not at home resting, Bob Marley replied, "The people who are trying to make this world worse are not taking a day off. Why should I?" I believe that there is something to learn from Mr. Marley, and it is this. Just because you feel shot down, it does not mean that you don't keep on going. You may be feeling shot down right now and you're thinking that this couldn't have happened at a worse time because you have a big event right around the corner coming up. But I have news for you. If you were supposed to stop, then your wound would have been fatal, but it wasn't. So now you've learned something new about yourself. You are not bulletproof. And now you can add being shot as something new to the resume of your destiny. But you're a warrior, so get back up. Get back in the fight. This is not your first time you've been here, and it won't be your last. Stitch up the wounds of your heart and lace up the boots of determination and keep on marching forward. You and I both know this game. It's a game where the opposition does its best to discourage you. It's a good move on the opposition's part, because you can't encourage anyone if you're busy feeling down. Or can you? Come to think of it, there is someone that you can encourage if you're feeling down, and that person needs it more than all the others. That person is you. Just know that sometimes a warrior will have to set a glass and drink his own tears, just so he doesn't die from the thirst of self-pity. Moreover, he cannot allow anything to be wasted from this experience. Now that you're done feeling sorry for yourself, let's get back to business. There are people who rely on you every day for direction and support. Whether it is a friend, a relative, a coworker, a student, a client, or even the stranger who will be asking you for directions today, I can guarantee you that that person relies on you just for their life to work. I can guarantee you that in a split second, someone has come to mind, which means your spirit is engaged and you still have work to do. The point is, without you, their lives don't work. You must understand, you are not just another piece of the puzzle. You are the main piece to the puzzle of their decision making. Without you, their future looks blurry and they would be lost. So this is the reason Elisha was under fire, because he was a threat to the plan of darkness. He was a man of faith, and even though his servant was disturbed by what he saw, Elisha was comforted by what his servant did not see. To give his servant some assurance, Elisha asked God to open the eyes of his servant, and immediately his servant began to see a host of angelic warriors. You've got to ask yourself, have they always been there? Or maybe you need to ask a better question. How much longer can I afford to keep my eyes closed? See, Elisha was divinely protected and could not be stopped or harmed in any way. So the next time you find yourself facing strong opposition and your eyes are fixed on how many people are against you, just ask God to open your eyes. You would be pleasantly surprised to know that you have an angelic host. If you fail to believe this, then let me ask you a quick question. How many times have you been under fire for the good that you have done? Probably too many times to count. Well, since you like counting so much, why don't you ask God to open your eyes and see if you can number the angelic hosts? If you say you don't want any part of this fight, then know this. This fight is coming to you harder than a bully after school on the last Friday before Christmas break. So my advice to you is this. See those two hands you got? Put them up and keep them up. Because the angelic host is not here to fight on your behalf as you stand around feeling sorry for yourself. They are here to fight alongside you. So if you don't fight, they don't fight. So as the angelic host stands in attention and heaven looks on, ultimately, it's your call, Commander. What do you say? Do we fight or do we stand down? Just know this, as it was with Elisha, what happens next is completely up to you.